the month every month. So start sending through your predictions, 082-550-5151. If you're brave enough to get your prediction and your reading done live on air, call us, 089-110-505.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Plea for support for new Eskom bus and Zambian court sentences two men for gay sex.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good afternoon. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. Eskom board chairperson Jabu Mabuza has pleaded with the country to get behind the incoming CEO who takes over the reins early next year. Andre De Reiter is the CEO of packaging giant Nampak. His appointment at Eskom has been met with much criticism, mainly from a transformation perspective. Eskom is projecting a 20 billion rand loss by the end of this financial year, which is similar to the previous financial year. Mabuza was speaking at the presentation of Eskom's interim results in Sunning Hill, north of Joburg.
We were never given any script as to whom to appoint. We were told to appoint the person we consider suitable and the person we as a board and Eskom can work with. And that's exactly what we've done.
Mabuza also says the power utility requires a cost-effective tariff increase and it is therefore launching a High Court challenge of the energy regulator's determination, which amounts to a tariff increase of around 8%. The power utility's challenge could lead to a tariff increase of around 16%. Mabuza says Eskom needs higher tariffs.
Though the government has pledged its support, it does go without saying that Eskom requires a cost-reflective tariff increase. It is for this reason that Eskom is challenging NERSA's recent tariff decisions in the High Court.
Political parties in the Western Cape have condemned the latest attack on a Metrorail train in which 18 carriages were torched. Cape Town Mayor Dan Plato of the DA says he will call on President Cyril Ramaphosa to intervene in the crisis affecting Metrorail. The Good Party and the ANC have both condemned the incident. More than 140 train carriages have been burnt over the past 3 years. The ANC's Dennis Kreyvachen.
Can you imagine when you get up in the morning and there are no trains because of an economic attack on the train service? We really, really are dismayed and disgusted. And we urge the South African Police Service really to get stuck into investigating who is behind and responsible for the attacks on our economic infrastructure.
The DA has assured Joburg residents that the city is in good hands until a new mayor can be elected next week. The vote was postponed at council in a day of high drama. The DA's Mike Moriety.
All of the services that you receive are being provided by an administration that is now led by the city manager. And he'll be in charge for the next few days. It's only a few days. So we're of the view that the speaker has done the right thing.
And finally, a high court in Zambia has sentenced two men to 15 years in jail after they were caught having sex in 2017. Zambia is a conservative country and same-sex relationships are frowned upon and homosexual acts are illegal. The court heard that Jaffa Jataba and Stephen Samba booked themselves into a lodge in Kapiri Mposhi in central Zambia. In handing down sentence, the court said the two men had gone against the order of nature, the legal phrase used to describe gay sex. The top story at 4 o'clock, Eskom board chairperson Jabu Mabuza has pleaded with the country to get behind the incoming CEO who takes over the reins early next year.
Let's take a look at your sport for you. Soy Zwapi to lead the Blitzbox this season. Liverpool swept over Fabinho. Arsenal Man U on Europa League duty tonight. Details and more, 4:30.
In Joburg, in Sandton, traffic lights are out at multiple junctions because of a power outage, adding to